From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. The two sides failed to overcome their disagreements over key issues. Ambassadors from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good.
NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements. Today's meeting did not change that.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The White House statement says they will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges on Europe's eastern and southern periphery. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea April 8th. Edward Uranian has a report.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama and the King of Saudi Arabia declined to comment after a two-hour meeting Wednesday at Urga Palace. The meeting came ahead of the Gulf Cooperation Council summit, which will come later. This is VOA News.